This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And Mike is in the house today. Back from his two-week vacation. You're listening to Food for Thought 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And do you believe 4th of July is already over?
The year is over half. July 2nd is the midway point in the year.
It's crazy.
It is insane. Where has the time gone? I know we say that all the time.
We do.
But the older you get, it seems the faster it goes.
It does. It definitely does. And to me, you know, and I always hate saying this too, because to me, when you're past 4th of July, I don't want to say summer's over, because that's really bad to say
right
now.
It's only 2 weeks old.
You know what I mean? It always feels like that, though. Now it's just going to go by even faster. I hate it.
And then Labor Day gets here and you're staying
Christmas
Day, shopping.
For sure.
And I'm going to guess that you're good about Christmas shopping. Because you like to shop to begin with. And give things to people, so.
I do, and I usually have my shopping done and wrapped before Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's impressive.
Done and wrapped. I do most everything online. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
The ones I really, you know, buy the most for really are, you know, because, I mean, my daughter and I'll get them gift cards. Tyler, gift cards, too. You know, different ones just to, you know, make it a little bit funner, you know, not just like one card, you know, for different places. But anyway, my grandkids. You know, they're the ones that I'll shop for. But
and I would bet that you could walk into a Hallmark store at one of the malls and see the Christmas stuff out now.
Are you kidding? Where was I? Wait a minute, where was I? And all of their Christmas stuff was out. Was it Sam's Club? It was one of those. I walked in and
Hallmark store, I can understand.
No, it was a store, and they had all their Christmas stuff out.
Oh, that's
wrong. This is really bad.
That's just wrong.
Really bad. Very, very bad.
Well, so I came back surprised to see that Donna is not my replacement as a co-host.
Oh, Donna.
Hello, Donna, if you're listening. I'm so sorry that our schedules did not allow a face-to-face meeting while you were here last week.
I know. And
I'd love to have met Donna.
Such nice people. You know, her and her husband, Teddy, we had a great time. Daryl and Ted bonded, and she cooked in my kitchen. That was amazing.
Is she a neat cook like you?
No, she's not a neat cook.
But that's okay. Everybody has their own style.
And they do.
I'm kind of like you. I like to keep it neat as well. Get the stuff in the sink, wipe around where you're working.
For sure. Oh, that's, I cleaned behind her the whole time.
Did you really? Well, she must have made some really good stuff.
She made homemade cornbread. Like homemade cornbread. It was really good.
Yeah.
I had just a couple bites of that. And she made fried chicken. I mean,
it must have been awesome.
On my stove, you know, Crisco oil.
Southern style fried.
Deep oil.
What a mess, though, man. It's just popping all over the place. She called Service Pro today to clean up the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. It was all good.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that I missed her and all the other. Did I miss anything else that I need to know about?
Not really. I mean, last week was, you know, we didn't have a show for 2 days.
Right.
So it was an easy week. It was a really easy week. You know, and then 4th of July, of course, and Donna was here. So it was, and I was sick. I wasn't good last week. I had a couple reactions to some antibiotics.
Sorry.
But
you look fine.
Yeah, no, I'm. Mm-hmm. I was back to normal like Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, I finally, but beginning of the week. But anyway, I feel great now. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So.
Well, it is good to be back.
Your vacation. Every day we kept. You know, Mike is sailing away.
We were sailing. We have a couple friends in our area that have a 36-foot sailboat. And they, last couple of years, have kindly invited us to spend a couple of weeks with them, just kind of visiting New England ports. We don't set out for Europe or anything crazy like that. But one of the ports of stop this year was Provincetown. I hadn't been there in almost 10 years. And it's worth going for the entertainment value. You know, the costumes that people wear all day and the different kinds of gift shops. And it's just totally so much fun.
It's kind of like a Key West.
That's what I was telling our friends who hadn't been there. Said, this is maybe a little freakier Key West, But still, you're right. That's the same
kind of the
vibe.
Same, but I was just going to say vibe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very artsy, very free-spirited, very open. Clearly, there's a lot of same-sex relationships that are much more out in the open than I remember 10 or even 20 years ago. Right. It's just, you know, it's just a really nice place to visit if you, you know, if you're not hung up on having fun.
But I haven't been there in a long time.
Well, you know, the boat that goes out of Boston only doesn't even take an hour to get there. Now, of course, if you're on a sailboat, it takes about 6 hours to get there. We did spot a whale.
You did?
We did see a whale.
That's cool.
And it was out of the whale viewing area, so one of them must have left the pod, I guess. A couple of seals, so that was fun. But we did have a tornado warning. Now, the Cape never gets tornado warnings. And we had a tornado warning. It was either Wednesday or Thursday at about 7 in the morning. I mean, typically that's afternoon stuff. And I'm watching, because I got radar, you know, on the cell phone. And I'm saying, you know, we really probably, because we're in a mooring field, which is on a big ball, and you're not on a slip or anything. So you literally have to call the dock master or whoever's in charge. They come out with a launch boat and will take you to shore. That's the deal. If you are a sailor or a powerboater and you're on a mooring ball, you don't have access to anything unless they bring you there or you bring your own tender, which is a small kind of inflatable.
Right.
So I'm saying, you know, there's a tornado warning. It's going to get really nasty on this boat, even though I'm sure it's safe. Why don't we just go aboard, not go on shore? So we did. But we kind of waited a little too long, because by the time we got there, the downpour started. And I was completely soaked for 3 hours walking the streets of P-Town. Yeah. So, but I mean, it was, you know, how often do you do that?
Right.
And I was wearing long pants that day because I just thought it was going to be chilly. But, of course, the pants stick to you when you have jeans.
I'm feeling that right now.
It was that part was, and you know, I got these shoes on, and I'm squishing through the streets. I'm jumping in puddles like I'm Gene Kelly, you know, or the Rain Man or whatever. But here's the good thing. This is where it ties in with food. I said, well, there's nothing to do, so let's just start hitting restaurants at 10 in the morning.
Go.
So first we went into a Portuguese restaurant and just bought a variety of Portuguese desserts and types of pastries, and that was good. And then we were done with that. We went to a place next door, which is more traditional breakfast food. And we had Bloody Marys. So, you know, by the time a couple hours goes by, well, what wet pants? I don't care. But then the storm passed, and that was it. So that was perhaps the most eventful part of the trip. You don't want a lot of eventful things to tell about when you go sailing.
Yeah, exactly.
You want it to go smoothly. There wasn't a whole lot of wind, though. So a lot of the trip was spent with motor assistance, because you have a motor on there as well. Otherwise, it would have taken 10 hours or 12 hours to get to Provincetown from Scituate. Have you ever been to Scituate?
Passing through.
Yeah, it's south of Boston, right on the water. It's a cute little harbor. Lots of fun little shops. You would like that.
And
great restaurants. Last year, I had pancakes. I had red velvet pancakes at a place. Sam's restaurant or breakfast. We went there this year, and I took pictures and I posted it on Facebook. This is last year of the red velvet pancakes, and it looked like organ meat. Just in the picture, it looked like liver.
Oh my gosh!
Not good.
I think you were talking about those red velvet pancakes with Susan Lozier.
Oh, you know, I probably was.
From
from Frederick's, right?
I think you brought that up because she does purple velvet.
She's all purple.
Purple velvet. Yeah.
So anyway.
I actually met her dad the other. The other day, I was at. Friday night was the big 4th of July party. My friend Bob does an annual 4th of July party. He lives at the very top of Mount Unkanunik, and there's over 100 people up there. And massive.
There's residences up there.
Four.
What a view they must have!
You see. Right on the horizon. It was a beautiful night, so it was nice and clear. You can see Boston. And, you know, when the fireworks start, you just see these little spurts on the horizon.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very cool. But I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I know that guy from somewhere. I'm like, where, you know, and it was him.
What was he doing there?
He knew my friend. I think it was his wife that knew Bob.
Okay.
Through someone, or I don't know. I don't know, but we caught up, so it was
So you told him that his daughter was on, and she did a fabulous job.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, one of the restaurants we visited, I'm like, well, all of us are sort of margarita aficionados, and I don't like getting the typical one with the regular sour mix. It's just too many calories, doesn't taste, doesn't even look clean. So we always quiz these poor, you know, servers. All right, can your bartender make it this way? And she said, I don't know. It was fairly busy, so I kind of felt bad about that. But so they did, the bartender did, and it came out, we had one with four straws in it.
Come
one
on.
Margarita with four. Well, because we were all going to try it. And if we liked it, then we would order, you know, our own. So it was actually pretty good. I find out that some bartenders, you give them enough guidance, they can pretty much get the Jamaican margarita thing down.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the typical bartender should be able to get that down.
But we look like such cheapskates with one margarita coming out, four straws.
You know, the bartenders, I think they think, you know, when people come in, you know, and you always watch, you know, how they make the drinks. They're like, oh, professional drinkers.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah, because I know you like to sit at the bar and, you know, and probably you appreciate a well-made cocktail.
Definitely.
You get a little nervous if it doesn't look right, don't you?
Of course. Thinking,
I'm not going to like this, but I hate sending stuff back.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
And being, you know, on the other side, you understand that.
Yep, exactly. Let's just the food holiday, which I thought of Donna when I read this. I actually was laughing my head off in my office a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Today's National Fried Chicken Day.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, Fried Chicken Day. And I sent it to Donna telling her today's National Fried Chicken Day. How funny is that? Because she was frying chicken in my kitchen on Saturday night.
Oh, I would love to have had some of her fried chicken, though.
She said she didn't make, she said it wasn't really good. I mean, fried chicken, how can it not be good?
Exactly. Wow.
And you know what she did? This is just one other thing I want to say, because I thought this was really, you know how she talks about Saison all the time? That seasoning Saison?
Right, yes.
They did have it at Market Basket.
Oh, they did?
She was so excited. It's like an orange color.
I have seen it now that you mentioned it.
Goya?
Mm-hmm.
Goya makes it.
Yes.
And but, okay, we did the Saison, which was all seasoned in her flour that she tossed the chicken in before she, you know, fried it. You know what she does? She does it half flour and half pancake batter.
Oh.
Isn't that different?
Yeah.
Not the pancake flour.
Yes.
Mixes that all
and up. I'm not really sure what the difference really is between regular all-purpose flour and pancake. Maybe it's finely sifted.
I don't. It was a different color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pancake flour is a little more yellow.
Right.
You know. But
see, then
anyway,
I'm wanting to put maple syrup on it now that you tell me that. I mean, waffles and fried chicken, big Southern dish, right?
Huge.
Never had it, but I'd like to try it.
Yeah, huge.
Although not when, you know, Rocco's in the house.
No, definitely not. We shouldn't even be talking about those kinds of things right now. He's not even looking at me. I think he's pretending he's not listening or something. I'm not sure, but we're going to go on break.
Okay.
We're going to go on break. It's Healthy Monday. Rocco Boulay is in the house. Check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Rocco. Stay tuned.
The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In studio today, we have Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And, you know, I just want to make mention about that website. Your website is awesome. I mean, people that don't even have to be a member can go to Integrity Fit, and you can really find a lot of things on there that are very, very helpful.
Well, I appreciate that, Carol. And one of the things about our website that it can be a little confusing is because our company is Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, not only do we run and operate our own health coaching centers, but we also provide solutions for other fitness centers. We provide solutions for corporate wellness situations as well. And sometimes when people get to the site, there's those tabs on the top that can be a little bit confusing. So I appreciate if people would look, as if they're looking for their own personal health, then to click on health coaching centers, and that's where they're going to find the most information.
Right.
But you can also become a member, which is the top right-hand corner of the website, and have access to all of our member information that has lots of data about things regarding health.
Exactly. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So, Michael, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to be back. Very relaxed.
You know, it was kind of lonely last week without you. It was 3-1.
Yeah, the testosterone level went down by 50%.
My estrogen levels were right up.
I had Michelle and June here.
Oh.
We all three bombarded him.
Now, are all three of you doing his program?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, well, that's kind of good to be surrounded by your students.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time. I'm always challenged, especially by Carol. I love the way she challenges me. She's good. You know, she holds me to the fire. And
well, I think I think more about you now from time to time, you know, the way I eat. Not that I've changed anything dramatically, but when you're on vacation, because I'm not on any program or anything being monitored, I just pretty much did what I felt like it. And there was a couple days when there was just a little too much alcohol consumption. Now, we never drink and sail. It's when you're the day is done and it's time to play, you know, Cards Against Humanity or some silly game. And you just start pouring and eating and without regard to how you're going to feel. Now, I rarely feel bad after drinking because I just typically do not overconsume. But I believe I did on one particular night. And I did. You know what? I know that all the stuff Rocco tells us is true, but this is like completely out of control. So I'm pretty much on a cleanse diet. After coming back, letting the body renew itself, and getting back to my normal life and wow. Feeling better.
That's good to have you back, Mike. I feel so much better today.
Do you really? I'm That's right. It's two against one.
I know June and Michelle are probably listening going, yeah, we're going to really get them next time. I don't want to start that war. I'm only going to lose.
But let's talk a little bit about going on vacation and you know, go ahead and have fun, but always keep in mind that you don't want to go too far like I did, you know, on one particular occasion.
Well, I think it's just common practice for, mm-hmm. you know, people are under a lot of stress, probably more now than ever. You know, we're still recovering from a bad recession, and people are still out there hurting for, you know, for making a living. And by the time that weekend rolls mm-hmm. around, sometimes it's, you know, throwing it all to the wind and just saying, the hell with it, let's make ourselves feel good, at least temporarily. The problem with that type of choice making, it catches up with you pretty quick. So
you pay the price at some point. Yeah, now, yeah. There isn't such thing as a free lunch, as the saying goes.
Yes. Well, you know, we always end the show with, you know, that little slogan we have, and the singer and the duo with him, and he always like pushes it back. I mean, anytime he sees me going off the rails a little bit, he'll say, Rocco, remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. You know, he'll throw that right back in my face. I have to.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's really awesome. He's so funny.
It's tough to be you sometimes.
But, you know, like you said, you know, if you're good 80% of the time, you know, you're okay.
Yeah, you're not going to. You're not going to suffer the ramifications of poor health. You know, to this day, at the age of 57, I don't have any medical conditions, zero, nothing. You know, blood pressure is low, cholesterol is low, you know, body composition's in the healthy range, although according to BMI, because it's not a good indicator of body composition, I'm considered obese, but it's because I have too much muscle.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah, so according to that particular scale, I don't look like, or I don't seem like I'm healthy on paper, but it's
how do you get an accurate reading? Because clearly you're an anomaly to most of the population.
Body fat percentage. Body fat percentage is probably the most accurate.
And how is that measured accurately?
There are several modalities that you can use. And initially we had come up with what's called hydrostatic weighing, which is submersing somebody mm-hmm. underneath water and finding what's called neutral buoyancy, where they didn't mm-hmm. touch the bottom of, say, a swimming pool or float to the top. And an old scientist called Acrimedes actually developed this system of what's called displacement. And what it does is when you're at neutral buoyancy, there's a certain calculation that we can use to determine body density and how much the total weight of that individual is, plus what the lean weight is, because the mass actually is more dense than the fat. Mm-hmm. And we can figure out roughly how much body fat is on an individual. Years later, we found out that we estimated the body cavity space where there is air incorrectly. So all of the calculations today are actually slightly wrong. But what ended up happening is scientists have come up with a better way to figure out the exact amount of volume or space within the body's cavities to determine what the real weight is. And what we found out is that we're actually fatter. We're fatter than what initially Acrimedes thought through displacement, because we made a mistake in measuring the, you know, your lung space in your digestive system or your GI tract space, because there's air in there.
Right.
And of course that would make you float somewhat like a balloon. So that estimation was calculated wrong way, way back when. And unfortunately, it made it seem like body fat percentages should be lower than what they are today. So when they came up with a new system called the BOD pod, which was this $30,000 capsule that you could sit in and you breathe out all your air and you sit there and it would be able to calculate your body composition more accurately than the way that we do it today. And what it showed is that we're probably 8 to 10% more fat than the other way of measuring.
Well, so full of good news today, Carol.
So nobody wanted to use the BOD pod. It was a $30,000 piece of, like, let's not ever use that ever again.
Yeah.
Because we're actually fatter than we thought we were. But the reality is that there's a healthy body composition, and there's nothing wrong with being fat because you need it to cushion your organs and your joints and to have a level of body fat that is healthy. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's like what we talked about earlier, is that you shouldn't be more than 25% body fat, regardless of which system you're using to evaluate that. That if your body is 25% or less, then more than likely you have a good healthy composition. And then after that, it's just a matter of aesthetics, whether you want to look like you're, you know, 25% body fat or you want to look like you're 18% body fat, because there is a tonal look or a harder look with lesser body fat. And then it gets to the point where you get to be like the bodybuilders, where they're sometimes 5 and 6%, which you can see every single thing, you know, through their skin. It's like, it's almost like cellophane. That's not really a healthy condition to be in. It's just something that that art or that sport requires somebody to look like for one day.
Now, were you at that point when you were in competitive mode?
The lowest I ever got was 6%, and I hated it.
Did you really? What did you hate about it?
I didn't feel strong. I didn't feel like I had a lot of energy at that way, because it took so much to get there. Yeah, you may look good in a photograph, but the reality is that trying to sustain that lower level of body fat percentage is just not doable, and it makes your immune system more compromised and everything else. You get sicker. And you know, I always felt comfortable growing up. Mostly I was between 8 and 9%, which was a very healthy look for me. And that was my preference. And today I'm, as I sit here right now, probably like 14%, which is, it's still very healthy. It just...
Letting yourself go, Rocco.
Yes, I am. We're going right down the tubes pretty fast. So, but yes, it's, you know, it's just a matter of preference. But, you know, like I said, that's how they determine it. Today we look at skin fold calipers, so we can take these little things and we can pinch you, and we measure the millimeters of thickness of different body parts. And there's a calculation that will estimate about what the body fat percentage is. At Integrity, we use what's called a Futrex analyzer, which is a infrared technology that actually sends a frequency of infrared light into the body part, and it analyzes
density.
All of the mass.
Okay.
And then what happens is there's a second time that we do that, and the frequency slightly changes, and that frequency that changes actually gets absorbed by the fat. So what it does is it takes the first calculation was the total density, and then it removes the density of the fat out of that, and then it gives us what's left over as a percentage. That's how we do that, so we can standardize our methodology of making sure that each time a person comes in, that we're not using different modalities to try to get a different result. Because if somebody gains weight or doesn't change in some instances, we need to look at that right away and figure out what the issue is. Which brings me to my next topic that I didn't tell Carol about last week, that I'm going to bring into the mix this week, which is one more thing that you have to look at, and most females do, is that we talked about it one time, is looking at what your hormones are doing. And estrogen plays a key role, or estrogen dominance plays a key role in women who struggle with additional weight on the, especially the hips and the buttocks. If exactly, you heard that was Carol giving it the big slap.
Was that what that was?
Yes, there you go. Oh. Again. Michael, stop that.
Wow.
Having an imbalance of estrogens to progesterone, which is kind of the opposite hormone of estrogen, can play a key role in telling the body to continue to store fat. And it becomes an issue, especially with women that are in the beginning phases of their menstrual cycle. In other words, the first 12 days when they start the menses, where the estrogen levels are high, they're more prone to gaining weight. The last 12 days or so, 10 days or so of the menstrual cycle, which is called the luteal phase, is where progesterone levels are supposed to to balance out the estrogens sometimes don't reach the levels that the estrogens are. And it's indicative of women who have a difficult time in that last 10 days of their cycle, or they get cranky, or they don't feel right anymore.
We don't get cranky.
See what I'm saying now? without even stopping, right?
Yeah.
But you notice the ebb and flow of those hormones within that 28 days. Sometimes you're a different person. I'm not saying you, but females in general.
You are right.
Because they're dealing with that ebb and flow of those hormones. And because today the foods that we're exposed to have hidden estrogens in them, what we call xenoestrogens, that could be in the herbicides and pesticides and fruits and vegetables. They can be locked into the meats of, you know, non-organic products out there.
Livestock or...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Different types of cosmetics that would contain estrogen-mimicking chemicals.
So it all adds up, is what you're saying, even though it might be a minute portion.
It's huge, and it's a big problem with females especially, because most of these foods are mimicking estrogen. They're not mimicking testosterone. So it's affecting women more than men. Historically, if you could look back in your mind and think about the difference between sizes of males and females, even 30, 40 years ago, it's much different today. And I walk, you know, sometimes through the mall and I look at couples together, and more times than not, I see that the females are actually outsizing the males.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of that estrogen dominance in our environment. And until we can actually fix that problem with females, it just continues to be a vicious cycle for them. And then when the estrogen levels get so overwhelming or so dominant versus progesterone, they have a difficult time sleeping. And what I find is a lot of them will actually turn to red wine because they're trying to figure out a way to relax, because they actually feel kind of anxiety, panicky. And this usually happens between, say, 40 and 50 years old. And they use red wine or any type of wine to medicate that situation. The problem is that red wine, because they're grapes and they're actually sprayed with the most herbicides and pesticides, especially in the United States, that they're actually loading themselves up with even more estrogen. And it's causing this vicious cycle again, that they're getting even more and more estrogen dominant. And then they don't get into what's called REM sleep, which is where the body releases growth hormone, which is the body's best fat burner, and they have none.
So, more good news, Carol.
That is,
yeah, it is pretty interesting.
I didn't want to get to that part of what you may be going through yet, because I wanted you to learn the fundamentals of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And if I saw that you're going to start struggling, see, I really believe that you're also dealing with this as well. I just didn't want you to have to think of that too. So I was basically spoon feeding you till we actually got to this point today.
No, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad, because see, Mike doesn't know that either. I know we need to take a break, mm-hmm. but my numbers last week. Remember, it was the end of my 8 weeks.
Yes.
So I weighed in last Monday morning before, and Michelle did too. And my numbers stayed exactly the same
for two consecutive weigh-ins. Right.
Yes. Exactly. Like nothing moved. My weight was the same. Body composition was the same. Everything was the same.
Maybe this is what, you know, your size is meant to be.
No.
No, I mean, I don't want you to have to repeat all the conversation, but so what do you make of that, Rocco?
Well, we're going to do a hormone test on Carol, and I'm going to find out what those levels look like,
okay.
And then we're going to fix them.
Really? Now, so she doesn't have to go to an endocrinologist? You're able to do that?
Hell no.
We're going to go on a break.
Okay, yeah.
You're listening to Food for Thought. It's Healthy Monday. We have Rocco Boulay in the house, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Check him out on the web, integrityfit.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And Mike is back in the house after his 2 week sailing
drunk fest
vacation. One night drunk fest.
Yeah, we should tell everybody the show is brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. And, of course, Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and the new one in Londonderry with the drive through. And they are looking for a baker. True?
We are. Oh, you saw my Facebook post.
I did, and I responded.
You know, we had a meeting this morning. Oh, you did. See, I haven't even looked yet.
Yeah.
I was busy up until the show. But we were sitting there talking about, you know, we've been putting an ad in, and, you know, just not the right people, da-da-da. I'm like, you know what? I go, why don't I post it on my Facebook page? You never know.
You never know.
You know, so I'll have to check that.
Sure. And now we've mentioned it on the radio.
So were you applying for the job?
Well, the one question I asked was, do I have to get up before 6 o'clock?
No.
Really?
No. It's like an 8 to 2.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. They can really kind of make their own hours, really. And as long as the baking gets done.
Rolls and buns and Dinah fingers and stuff like that.
Pies, cakes, yeah. Whoopie pies, Dinah fingers.
So is that a 6 day job?
5 day.
5 day. Only 6 hours a day?
Yeah, about that.
Really?
What do we just say? No, it's about 40 hours in Londonderry. Okay. Londonderry is about 40 hours, maybe even a little bit more. But some of the other, cooks can be, doing some of the prepping for the baker.
Right.
Like making the pork pie filling, stuff like that.
Okay.
So, but anyway.
I'll take that under advisement.
Listen to you.
Believe me, I'm not at the level of the Red Arrow Diner. Trust me.
And, we really even are willing to train someone because it really, everything, we have all our manuals and it's all the recipes and it's, pretty much to a T,
Got to have some basic knowledge, though.
I think some basic physics knowledge.
Anyway, back to Rocco.
Well, now that you mention it, actually at Integrity, we're looking for another coach as well. So if anybody is out there that loves helping people or interested in exercise and nutrition, please give us a call at 603.
Get up after 6. Pardon? Can I get up before 6 or after 6?
You can get up anytime.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's the phone number?
Area code 603-668-1001, or you can reach us toll-free at 855-550-2348 or BFIT. Anyways, let's get back to hormones.
That's good. Which location? Anyone in particular?
Both.
Both of them?
Yeah, we're looking for one more person to take some of the stress away of, the girls are working really hard.
They're great.
So it's having a utility person to be able to fill in. And plus, we are hiring up in the North Conway area as well. So we have a couple of people on board right now, but we're still looking for a couple more. So anybody from the North Country who is looking to find a position in health coaching, feel free to give us an email or a call.
There you go.
Awesome. Love it. 100K a year?
100 plus with Benny's.
Oh, with Benny's. Okay, with Benny's. Good. Yeah. I'll see you, Carol.
It's like a government job.
Yeah.
Anyhow, where do we leave off?
Got about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what we have. Okay, so, if anybody out there is listening that thinks, if they have a tough time sleeping or they're having a hard time losing weight and like to have their hormones checked, they can come to either our Londonderry or our Bedford location and tell one of the coaches they're interested in doing a female hormone panel. And we can analyze that information and get back to them on what protocol they could use to fix the problem. It's indicative of people who don't sleep well, who are putting weight on, that are frustrated with just trying to get overall better health. And sometimes that's all it really takes is to fix that, put them on a good exercise routine and food plan, and the next thing you know, the life changes, for the better.
Otherwise, you're just guessing half the time, right?
Well, most people are guessing at a lot of things they're doing because they don't understand what it is that they need to do, but they're willing to try. Let's put their efforts in a way that makes sense. But here's a couple of tips for female fat loss formula involving, things with estrogen. So you want to decrease exposure to all estrogen-related factors in the diet and the environment, including plastic bottles, coffee, soy, pesticides, non-organic meats, and sodas. You want to help the body deal with excess estrogen through natural detoxification. We're going to talk about that with Carol. Using vitamin C and a good fiber really helps make that happen quicker. Eating cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, etc. And a good tailored supplementation along with reducing dairy and greens because they promote insulin response and fat storing. Decreasing insulin and cortisol effects by decreasing most grains and starches, I think I just said that, and replace them with fruits and vegetables. Drink lots and lots of water and green tea. Skip the coffee and other beverages. Supplement with vitamin D, calcium, and fish oil, yes, to protect bones, but more importantly, to decrease inflammation. We talked about that in an earlier show. And train with weights 3 to 5 times per week. It says nothing compares to weightlifting exercise. Nothing. Walking is necessity, not exercise. Women should walk as much as they can daily, but they need to do strength training. So that's it. We'll see everybody next week at the same time, same place, same bat station. And remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. So why not do like Carol does and choose to think healthy? Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Rocco.
See ya, Batman.
Always learn
nice
so,
tights,
so
Nice tights, by the
much.
Way.
Stay tuned. We're at the top of the hour. June is in the house. Healthy Monday. I can't wait to see what recipes she has for us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.